All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Yesterday was a landmark day for Mr. Ed O'Bannon. Of course, he was a former UCLA basketball player. He did play briefly in the NBA with the New Jersey Nets. And O'Bannon led the charge as far as players' ability to get money from the NCAA. Now, yesterday, a United States District Court judge, Claudia Wilkin, ruled in favor of Ed O'Bannon and 19 other plaintiffs in their case against the NCAA. Now, this clears the way for Division I college football and basketball players to be compensated after they finish school. Now, you look back over the years, video game companies such as Electronic Arts, who no longer can do it, have been putting out video games for both football, basketball, as well as college baseball, and the players themselves have not been getting compensated from this. Now, the NCAA's rebuttal on everything was about their model, and they go back to the student-athlete aspect. And if anybody believes that, you really need a reality check, because the bottom line is this. When these kids go to school, especially for football and basketball, you know, these guys, you know, the NCAA can come out and say that these players are student-athletes, but the bottom line is they're athletes first, students second, maybe. It's a situation where, you know, these guys have to maintain a 2.0, and when they go there, you can say whatever you want, but it is a job. And all of these players are not going to have the opportunity to go pro, whether it be as far as basketball in the NBA or even overseas. Everybody's not going to have that opportunity, and the same can be said about players in college football having the chance to go to the National Football League. And it's a situation, you know, the NCAA prohibits these guys from working in the offseason. They really can't get any money. And you have a lot of situations where, you know, these guys need money. And everybody wants to jump on student athletes' cases when, you know, they're suspended for taking benefits. And it's like, it's stuff that, you know, they need. It's not even a situation where, you know, they're scalping tickets, or it's a situation where they're fixing games where this model was put in years ago. No, it's situations where these guys may need money to put gas in their car. They may need money to get food, the essentials that these schools are not providing to them. And I really think this opens up a new avenue for these guys to get that. You know, the NCAA model right now is in trouble. Despite what they say, they're going to try to appeal this landmark decision that came from Judge Claudia Wilkin, but they have a long fight ahead of them, because the bottom line is, as this situation goes on further and further and further and further, you're going to see more avenues opened up, because right now, Ed O'Bannon and his crew, they really just opened up a new can of worms, and it's going to be a can of worms. It's going to be bad for the NCAA, and it's going to be good for student athletes in football and basketball. Now, the downside for that, as far as the NCAA goes, it's a situation where some schools may no longer be able to exist as far as athletic teams, and some athletic programs at some of the more common or top tier universities will not be able to exist as well. Why? Because it's been a trickle down effect from football and basketball. Those are the revenue generating sports in collegiate athletics, and they basically take care of the other teams and the other sports at these respective universities. So it's going to be a situation. You might see programs getting cut out down the line, and, you know, it might be just, you know, if guys go to school for those specific programs, maybe swimming or tennis, just to throw those out there as an example, you know, it might just be a recreational thing. It may no longer be a Division I varsity sport. That's what it's coming down to. But the bottom line is, you cannot blame O'Bannon and the 19 other plaintiffs due to the fact that the NCAA and their institutions are cash cows. They are making money hand over fist off of the blood, sweat, and tears of these quote-unquote student-athletes. And the bottom line is, it's time for these guys to get compensated. They should have been compensated years ago. But the bottom line is, you can't go back and fix that mistake. But, you know, right now, you are taking care of what you need to take care of right now. And my hat's off to Ed O'Bannon for what he's done. And, you know, this is a landmark day for everybody that was oppressed by this NCAA system in the past. And it's going to benefit those coming down the road in the future. But you know what? Times are changing. And the NCAA needs to get on board with that. They have to change their model. They have to adapt to the times. And, you know, they can, you know, people like the Big Ten commissioner, Jim Delaney, is screaming about the potential end of the Rose Bowl because of this. And I really don't think it's going to come to that. But I look at all of these college presidents. I look at all of these college athletic directors and all of these guys that are speaking and talking about tradition. They can really care less about tradition because all of these guys or some of these schools have left other conferences to join bigger conferences in the race for a bigger payday. And you know what? By doing that, they spit in the face of tradition. You no longer see Kansas versus Missouri. You no longer see Nebraska versus Oklahoma. You no longer see Texas versus Texas A&M. You no longer see Syracuse versus Georgetown. So all of these guys that are talking about tradition, you know what? They're being extremely hypocritical. The bottom line is you have to take care of these athletes. And it's a situation where the school presidents, ADs, and coaches alike cannot be the only ones to get paid off of the blood, sweat, and tears of these student athletes. The student athletes themselves need to be compensated. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, I'm William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.